We all know and love a margarita. And if you're anything like me, you've probably had your fair share. And if you have, you've probably noticed that margaritas can vary from incredible to... So I'm gonna show you how to make one of those incredibly fresh and delicious margaritas. There are three key steps you need to follow. First, your tequila. It has to be 100% blue agave. That means that there's been no other grain alcohol or anything else to dilute the quality of the agave. By law, it only has to be 51%, and that's the really cheap bottom shelf stuff. You don't want that. You want really good quality tequila. So 2 ounces of 100% agave tequila, because when you think about it, the tequila is almost half of the drink, so you want it to be a good half. So after that, we're gonna go for our Cointreau or orange liqueur. It doesn't have to be Cointreau. I tend to swear by it, but any high quality orange liqueur do, just nothing cheap, syrupy, all that triple sec stuff, I wouldn't go there. And do not go for the mix. Don't do it. You'll be sorry. Or maybe you won't, in which case you should probably stop watching this video. So 3/4 ounce of Cointreau. And the third key is fresh squeezed lime juice. The fresher the better. 3/4 ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, because I know you're making fresh juice. Okay, and now I like to add a little bit of agave nectar. You could also use simple syrup. I think that it just rounds out the sharpness of the Cointreau a little bit. Cointreau is a beast. And again, if you want your margarita a little bit sweeter, they tend to make them sweeter here. There's nothing wrong with that. Just add a little more agave, a little more Cointreau. Make it to taste. We're gonna, of course, shake this cocktail because it has lime juice in it. And margaritas are definitely one of those cocktails you can do up or on the rocks. There's really no best way to do it. I like to do it on the rocks and definitely with a salt rim. I'm gonna show you a really neat trick to get that salt on there. All right, so I have this chilling in the freezer, and now that it's frozen, when you take it out, as it warms up, you'll notice that condensation will start to form on the edge of the glass. Once that happens, we'll just be able to dip it right in the salt and it'll stick to the glass, so no lime around the edge or anything like that. Easy, clean, and it's gonna look better too. Time to shake. Okay. All right, let's see if this is ready for its salt rim. Look at that. I only like to do half of the rim just to give people an option of if they maybe they don't want a mouthful of salt for one sip or something. All right, I'm gonna get some ice for the freezer. I have that really nice cube ice, which is gonna make the drink look really pretty. So you can see this is a really big piece of ice, so it's not gonna melt too fast, but it will keep the drink cold. All right, and let's just finish this off with a nice slice of lime. I feel like a lime wheel just looks prettier than a lime wedge for some reason, but that's just me. And there you have it. Does not have to be a mystery any longer. That's how you make a classic margarita.